as we discussed earlier in our meeting about our visitors here today, the Armenian Bar Association is holding its annual meeting here in San Francisco this weekend, and we're glad to welcome you all to the Judicial Council Conference Center and our meeting. Among the members with us are several members of the bench from the Armenian Bar Association, and I'd ask you to stand as your name is being called so that we may recognize you in the crowd. Justice Arman Arabian, good morning, who began his distinguished judicial career in 1972 on the Municipal Court in Los Angeles and retired from the State Supreme Court in 1996. Justice Arabian, it is an honor to welcome you here this morning.
My honor to see you in person for the first time. Long line of Chief Justices who have been my friends, and I welcome you to this position.
Thank you so much, Justice Arabian. I'd also like to recognize here today Justice Chuck Puchigian of the Court of Appeal, 5th Appellate District. Nice to see you. Also, Judge Zavin Sinanian of the Superior Court of Los Angeles County. Thank you. Nice having you with us. We also would like to welcome now officers of the association. We have the chair, Edvin Minashian. Good morning. He's also, I would point out, vice chairperson and, oh, also we have the vice chairperson and dean of the People's College of Law, Garo Gazarian. Good morning. Thank you. We also have the secretary and federal immigration law judge, Amy Hugation. Good morning. With us also today is Treasurer Sarah Bedirian and Chair Ex Officio Sonia Nersession. Okay. Well, we have other members also who have joined us, and I'll mention them now. We have David Balabanian, a partner at Bingham McCutcheon. Anne Lucene, professor at the John Marshall School of Law. Anahid Garakanian, professor at the Southwestern University School of Law. Okay. I'm undeterred. I have a few more. Ruben Malikian, professor at Yerevan State University. Welcome. We also have a special welcome to the founder of the Armenian Bar Association, a former Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Armenia, and a current member of Armenia's National Parliament, Rafi Ovanishian. Welcome, sir. Good morning. Thank you. And we also want to extend a special thank you to Mr. Hovanishian's brother, Armin Hovanishian, for organizing this visit, and also to honorary lifetime member of the Armenian Bar Association and our colleague on the council, Justice Marv Baxter.
Thank you.
Please join me in
welcoming. A very proud member.
Welcome the delegation. Next on our agenda is the Judicial Education Judicial Branch Education Partnerships. I understand this is not an action item, and I'll have Chris Patton introduce the panel. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning and afternoon. Good afternoon,
yes.
Council. Thank you very much for having us here today. We are going to be highlighting some of our education partnerships, and actually Diane Cowdery is going to start off, and then I will be introducing the speakers.
Great. Thank you. Good morning. I'd like to start by providing a little bit of background information before we hear from our three student speakers, so you have a better understanding of why the AOC is doing partnership programs. In 2003, the AOC studied workforce management issues facing the California courts. One of the significant findings of that study is that a retirement wave will be hitting the branch starting in about 2008 and going through 2015. And I think we can all agree that that finding has been borne out. The branch relies on institutional knowledge and relationships to be effective, and the loss of court employees to retirement will pose serious challenges to the work of the courts. Recommendations from that 2003 study included working toward new and innovative education partnerships with academic institutions. Having a qualified pool of employees who can replace the generation planning to retire over the next 10 to 15 years is essential. So that's the context for why the AOC decided to start in partnership programs. We took on the challenge of developing partnerships with universities, colleges, JCs, and national associations, including the National Center for State Courts. We wanted to better prepare the judicial branch for the future. And to create a win-win situation for us and our partners, we wanted to ensure a few certain things. First, the curriculum for these programs needed to be focused on the knowledge, skills, and abilities in judicial administration. The education needed to be accessible to a range of court employees, from those in leadership to entry-level staff. Education opportunities needed to address the geographical challenges that California presents and should be affordable. And finally, programs needed to be offered on schedules that respected the student's need to remain a full-time employee while building new skills and knowledge. As was necessary, the Education Division provided assistance in the writing of curriculum and selecting faculty, including some of our very own court leaders, some of them sitting around this table. Together with the colleges and universities, the AOC provided marketing of the programs to courts and to court staff. And in two separate instances, we secured outside funding from the State Justice Institute and managed those grants to assist in the growth of the partnership programs. So I know you have a lot of materials in front of you. There's more information about each of the programs in your binder, and we have also passed out brochures on each of the programs that are somewhere in that stack of things in front of you. So you've got lots of information about the actual programs, and you can learn about that later. But what we wanted to do is have you hear from three of the students who have graduated or are about to graduate from three of these programs, and then Chris will introduce them. And I guess I sort of following on the theme of Justice Miller and starting out thinking about celebrations today. This is a success story. These are success stories. There are many, many success stories of students who have participated in these three programs, as well as the one that we have with the National Center for State Courts and ICM. We've had hundreds of students going through those courses, so many that we just didn't even want to pick anybody. So I'm really happy to be able to present these success stories with you today.
Thank you, Diane. In addition to our three students that I'll be introducing in a moment, we also have some very distinguished guests representing the three programs. And you do have detailed information in front of you and in your report on the programs. So we're not going to go over what these programs do, but talk a little bit about what they've done for these students. The three programs are the California State University at Sacramento. It's a graduate degree or judicial administration certificate program. And today we are going to have one of the graduates from that program who will be speaking. But before I introduce him, I want to introduce in the audience, we have the persons that we worked with they worked very, very hard to work with us to get these programs up and running in those offices. And I also want to acknowledge the Northern Central Regional Office and Jody Patel, who worked very hard on getting this program up and running. This was one of our first programs. So I want to, as I call your name, please stand in the audience. Jill Matsuda, who is the Senior Program Manager, College of Continuing Education, California State University, Sacramento. And we have Caitlin Sandoval, Program Manager, College of Continuing Education at Cal State. I want to thank you very much for working with us to make these programs real. And so we'll get started with Hector Gonzalez, who is a graduate of this program. And he is currently, many of you know him well, that he is our court executive officer in Mono County. But he also is a graduate of this program. So he's going to give you a few words of his experience.
Good afternoon, and I really appreciate the opportunity, Chief, and the members of the council. First, let me explain, I'm not checking my emails. I'm actually going to put it on stopwatch, so I am respectful of my time limit, so I promise not to check emails. So, I'm here today to let you know that This, to me, is one of the best things that the branch can do. And I feel a very personal debt to the program at Sacramento State because when I was in the first class and graduated in June of 2009. In less than 3 weeks, I was offered the job of CEO at Mona Superior Court after graduating. So I was telling people, go to the program, become a CEO. It's just that simple. Of course, that was a bit of an overstatement, but not that much in my case. I was the first CEO from that program, and subsequently two others have graduated, one of which is Inyo County Superior Court's CEO. Tammy Grimm is also a graduate, and I believe Gina Sutter from Tehama is also a graduate. And simply put, I don't think any of us would be CEOs today but for the fact that this program provided us the quality of instruction and the quality of people that you need to feel confident to do one of the most demanding jobs that I think exists in this state, because there's only 58 of us that do what we do. And I feel very personally, I think, I guess it was a privilege to be able to talk to people like Mike Roddy, who was one of my instructors, Jim Brighton from Alameda, one of my instructors, Mr. Ken Toy, one of my first instructor. And when some of you here around the table were guest lecturers, like Mr. Carlson, came into our class, and to hear from you, your experience to us, sitting at the table, many of the students in that class were kind of like awestruck, like, wow, we've only seen these names, you know, in all over the blogosphere or on emails. And now they're right across from us telling us how they started in the court and making it real, making it doable, making it be something that, yeah, we could do that. I mean, because they started, you know, as just a clerk coming in and understanding how to do legal processing, and now there's a CEO of a large court. And to me, the value of that is that it provides a base of information that is branch-wide. We all get insular in our little trial courts, and we all focus in on our own case flow management. What this program does is provide a base of branch knowledge, a base of branch values that is imparted to what will hopefully be the future leaders of the branch, so that we are now becoming a branch by sharing what we all believe to be the most important aspects and tenets of being a CEO, of being a good trial court administrator. And I don't think of any other way you could do that, by bringing people from all over the various trial courts, putting them together, and having them talk to the Mike Roddys and the Alan Carsons and the Ken Torres, and getting that branch perspective that otherwise we would not get, but for those opportunities to do it in an rigorously academic setting. I mean, it was almost as bad as going to Hastings Law School. Not quite as bad, but pretty close in terms of the amount of reading and work that was required. So it was academically rigorous. But it was it was like the hardest thing I ever done that I missed. I really missed the program once I was through. I really miss the engagement, the give and take, the sharing and the learning. And, you know, sometimes I think back, those were actually times where I formed what I really use today on a day-to-day level in terms of my judgment. You know, there's technical knowledge, and then there's that judgment. And that judgment is the hardest thing to get. And I think sometimes you only get it by programs like this.
Thank you. Our next program is actually near to my heart. This is the program that I am actually a faculty in, which is the San Jose City College program. That program that Hector graduated from was a postgraduate, so it's in a master's area and concentrated on judicial administration. We then expanded the program and partnerships for folks who didn't have a degree, or people that had a degree or wanted to get more in judicial administration. So through many, many years of work and people that I'm going to introduce in a moment, we have brought this program to the City College level. And very, very exciting part of this is that starting in the fall, these courses are going to be completely online, which will be available to everyone in the state of California, not just the Bay Area San Jose City College. So this is something that we're promoting. You'll hear it in the regional meetings. But this program has, and many of these folks are here today, and I'd like them to stand as I introduce them. Dr. Leandra Martin is the Acting Vice President of Instruction at San Jose City College. Janine Hawk, Vice Chancellor of the college. Dr. Patrick Gerster, Dean of the college. These are my bosses when I'm faculty. On weekends, by the way. Phil Crawford, Professor Emeritus, the Judicial Administration Program Coordinator, and many of you know Phil from his work in the Contra Costa Courts, and then now in his he is faculty also for these courses. Ken Torrey, another familiar face, adjunct faculty, San Jose City College. So he also teaches with us in these programs. I also wanted to mention, thank you very much, Lisa Galdos is also a teacher at those schools, and David Yamasaki, who a lot of you also know. Many of you also, I want to, that Hector reminded me, many of you sitting around here and have either been faculty, guest lecturers, provided reference material, and worked with us in bringing this information to these students, and we really appreciate that. So now I'd like to introduce our speaker from this program. She is Florence Patton, who, P-E-T-E-N, not a relative, strangely enough, next-door neighbor to me. She and my daughter grew up together. She now works at the Santa Cruz Court, and she's been in this program for a couple of years and is about to graduate in the fall with an AA degree. Florence.
Good afternoon, and thank you for this opportunity to share with you my experience in the Judicial Administration Associate of Arts degree program at San Jose City College. I have been participating in the program throughout its development, and I will actually be graduating this summer. When I took my first class in Step Up to Leadership, in fall 2007, I was only 21 years old, and I've been working for Santa Cruz Superior Court just over a year and a half. The class opened my eyes to the judicial system, judicial administration, and the numerous career opportunities available within the courts. This class made me realize that judicial administration was a career I wanted to pursue. There was discussion during the Step Up to Leadership that a degree program at San Jose City College was in the works for an Associate of Arts degree in judicial administration. The following semester, and each semester since, I have been participating in the courses for this degree as they were being developed, and I returned to my local community college in Santa Cruz County to work on my general education. Each semester, the judicial administration courses were the ones I looked forward to the most. Having only worked for the courts for a short amount of time, they taught me so much about how far the courts have come over the last 10 to 15 years and what the courts are doing to prepare for the future. I've had the opportunity to meet new people and make new connections.
That doesn't sound good.
That was my time.
The instructors and guest speakers each semester had an overwhelming amount of knowledge and experience to share with us. And each semester, as I learned more about the branch, I became more certain that this is where I wanted to be and what I wanted to do. I have not only learned from the instructors, but from my fellow classmates as well. Most of the classes I took in the beginning only had one or two court employees, including myself. But each semester, more court employees have been joining this program. Having the opportunity to discuss the courts and their role in our communities with others who have had different experiences with them than myself has been a very educational and very valuable experience. It was wonderful to see people in the classes who knew very little about the courts continue to return each semester and to begin talking about wanting to work for the court someday. This program has given me an opportunity to learn so much about the courts that I could not have learned on the job. And it has encouraged me to continue my education in hopes of pursuing a career in judicial administration someday. After completing the program, I will be continuing on to San Jose State University this fall semester and begin working on my bachelor's degree in political science. I hope that someday I can also participate in the graduate certificate program in judicial administration at Sacramento State. I look forward to my future with the courts. Thank you.
That's our succession planning. Our last speaker is coming from the Golden Gate University, which also has a master's program in judicial administration concentration. And this group of folks are right here in San Francisco, so it's great that we have this resource. I want to introduce Dr. Jay Gonzalez, who's chair of the Public Administration Department of Golden Gate University.
No relation.
No relation. And Dr. Ruth Estelle Astell, Administrative Law Judge, State of California, and she is a faculty with that program. And we really appreciate all the time and work goes into faculty because I know how much that is. Appreciate that. Our speaker today is Mr. Paul Thorne, a Court Operations Supervisor at the Superior Court of Sacramento, and he is a graduate of this program.
Good afternoon, Madam Chief Justice and members of the council. I'm probably the only guy in the room from New York, so if I have an accent, you'll understand why. Okay, there we go. I wrote three pages, and I didn't know what I was going to say, and I'm the last guy to go, so I don't want to reiterate a lot of things that you've already heard. I started the Masters of Public Administration at Golden Gate online after completing my undergraduate degree in New York. I moved out here in 2003. I was looking for something in public service, which is what I've been doing for most of my working life. I picked Golden Gate online program because it fit best with my personal life, raising twin boys at a year and a half old at a time and working full-time for the court. I am in mid-level management. Obviously, I'm an operations supervisor for Sacramento Superior Court. And I picked this program without knowing that they had a judicial administration program. And once I found out about it, I joined the program. And I believe, and Jay can correct me if I'm wrong, I was probably the first one to graduate from. I graduated last year, and I did very well. And I am very proud because it gives me a complete overview of the entire system, especially the judicial branch is a co-equal branch of the government. We don't get a lot of attention except the negative attention, as we all heard about CCMS and things like that. But a lot of people don't know much about the court, in my opinion, until they get called for jury duty or they have some type of an issue, and that's when they want to know. But when they hear that the court's closed, there's a problem with that. And I feel that I am prepared now to deal with a lot of those challenges that you're all facing here, and you have very, very difficult challenges. I also am lucky enough to have just been recently selected as an adjunct professor at Golden Gate University to teach in this program. So I'm very excited. I start on Sunday teaching judicial management and leadership. And I look very forward to doing that. And I want to thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate it. And thank you for creating such a great program. Thank you.
I think we can all agree that there are many benefits to these partnership programs. I love hearing that these individuals learned about judicial administration and are continuing on in their quest to stay in that field. So thank you all. Chief wanted to have a photo with you, with the students and the administrators. I'm just wondering if we might put that off until the next presentation when we break for lunch, if that would work for everybody to wait another 20 minutes, just in the interest of time.
I think that would work best. And I want to say thank you for your enthusiastic, informative delivery. We all enjoyed hearing about the work you did and your optimism, and we look forward to your futures. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.